السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه, he is the narrator of the most amount of ahadith. So a lot of the ahadith he heard directly from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and many ahadith he learnt from the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he accepted Islam much later in comparison to other Sahaba. But he himself, he explains, he says that he never had any family. He was not married. He didn't have children. He didn't have friends. He didn't have any family. And he used to live on the Suffa. So to understand the Suffa, the people that lived on the Suffa, they owned nothing. Right? They didn't even have sufficient clothing. So they themselves, they mentioned that sometimes we only had one cloth to cover our bodies. So we used to use it to cover our satr. But now our upper body was open. So when we used to come to sit in the majlis of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we used to feel ashamed. So we used to sit crouched behind, sit crouched, because we don't even have adequate clothing to cover our bodies. And their food, a sahabi will come and just hang one bunch of dates there. That was their food. If Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam received something, he would feed them. And that was their food. So they had no food of their own. They didn't work. But they were the students of the Ummah. They were the students because they were free. So any time Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came out from the house, they were with him. So Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he mentions about himself. He said that sometime I used to fall down unconscious due to hunger. Today's time the students eat so much, they're rubbing their stomach after that. And then they're still saying, if only I had this much seri time also. So Allah Ta'ala made it so easy for us. We are studying, our stomachs are full, or everything is there for us. But those students, that time, absolutely nothing. So Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he says, I used to fall down unconscious due to hunger. And the people at that time used to think that he is having epileptic seizures. He's having fits. But it wasn't fits, it was hunger. So at that time, they had some method that if a person is having epileptic seizures, so they used to place their foot on the person's neck. So they used to do that to him, thinking that he's having epileptic seizures. So he mentions with regards to himself, he says that one day I was very hungry. So I came out from the masjid, Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I was waiting there that I'll see somebody, they'll see me. So I'll go and make salam with them, ask them something, some masla, something. And now, I'll be walking with them, so then they'll take me home and give me something to eat. You know? So he saw Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So he went to him, he made salam with him, asked him something. Abu Bakr gave him the answer and carried on. So he didn't get invited. So now he's waiting, who's the next person? So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu came. So he caught him and he made salam with him. But Umar radiallahu anhu also answered him whatever he wanted to answer and he carried on. Now he's waiting now, and Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he realized Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, what is his situation. So he took him home. So now when they came home, came to the home of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so there was some milk there. Just plain milk. But for them, just that plain milk was something to have. Just plain milk. There's no sugar in the milk, no Nesquik in the milk, no Milo in the milk, nothing. Just plain milk. One bowl of milk. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam found out where the milk came from. You know, the neighbors, somebody sent the milk. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Abu Huraira non, he says, see Abu Huraira, go call all the people from the Suffa. Now, about 80 of them. One bowl it is. Now he is thinking, if I'm hungry now, I'm going to go and call all of them, now what's going to be left for me? Plus, he didn't say all this. This all is in his mind now. It's playing in his mind. Plus, if I'm going to go call them, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to make me give them. I'm going to be the last one to drink. So what's going to be left there now? But when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says something, you comply. You don't ask questions. You just comply. So he went and he called the Ashab al-Suffa. So all of them came. So now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, give them the milk now. Give them to drink. So now he started from one side, gave the first person, second, third, how many people drink. So all the people of the Suffa drink. Now as they're drinking, 10 coming, they're drinking, right? You all go, next 10 come drink, you all go, next. The house of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is small. All 80 of them can't fit inside there. So groups, they're coming, he's giving them to drink, they're finishing, they're going away. So all of them drink. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked Abu Huraira and said, all finish. He said, right. Now only me and you are left. That means only Abu Huraira and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Abu Huraira, said, right now you drink. The small bowl is a mu'jiza of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So many of them drink. I feel like right, you drink now. So Abu Huraira drank. Now he's thinking to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam still have to drink. So he gave the bowl. No, drink some more. Made him drink 2-3 times. So that's the kind of life they lived. After he drank and he was, you know, full now, he said the bowl was still the same. Whatever milk was in that bowl, it was still the same like when he started giving everybody. But this is the qurbani they made, you know, sacrifice they made. Deen came to us with all that sacrifice. Deen came to us. So I was going to read the Hadith Sharif, but when I read his name, now just the thought is coming, like we're sitting here so comfortable, We all eat food. We're sitting nicely on the carpet here. If cold, we got some jersey jacket on. How they had to receive and impart. How they had to receive the deen from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and then impart it to the next generation. Allah Ta'ala must give them jazai khair, Always must read. Sometimes we're reading Yasin Sharif, we think of our family members and all that. Must think of Sahaba radiallahu also. Send Isani Sahab for them also. Our Asatiza used to tell us that you must send Isani Sahab for the one is for the Sahaba radiallahu, the Tabi'in, the Tab'u Tabi'in. Then all those who were instrumental in deen reaching us. All those who were the scholars of hadith, the scholars of tafsir, history, aqaid, whatever branch of deen. Then mustn't forget all the qurra. Then don't forget the imams of fiqh. Then the authors of our kitabs. So one of our ustads, Abdullah Molvi, I think it was, he told us that any time if you are studying a kitab and you're finding difficulty in understanding an ibarat, some ibarat there, some masla, some line, you're finding difficulty in understanding it. So read Surah Ikhlas 3 times. And send the Isari Sawab for the author. And he said, through the barakat of that, Allah Ta'ala will open up the ibarat to you. Allah will open it up to you. So we must always remember those, their ihsan is on us. Their favor is on us. And what difficult circumstances, but they persevere. Today, with everything we got it so soft, right? But we're not giving it our all. Little things distract us. Small things that distract us. Little qurbani we have to make, we find it too difficult. Very hard, no, it's too hard. Whereas if you really look at it, simple, everything is so easy. Now just think, before Ramadan Sharif, when we are told that now we won't go home weekend. Now you think like, hey, very hard this now. Your one weekend already finished. One student came to me. He said, Ma, it's very nice here in the weekend. I think I want to stay here in the weekends. She's very nice. So Allah has made it like that. Allah knows our weakness. So Allah has made things easy for us. Now and again there'll be some qurbani we have to make. Now whether it is students of deen, whether it is on the outside, whatever. Allah has made things very, very easy for us. For the ummah at large, to make amal on deen, Allah has made it very asan, very easy. Allah knows we are weak. So Allah is not putting on us the conditions that Sahaba radiallahu anhum had to go through. Now just see, we got food, sometimes even extra food. Now we don't know what to do with it. We waste it. We got food, do we think of sharing with anybody? But imagine Sahaba radiallahu anhu, one Sahabi receives one goat head. He tells his family, you know what, we can partake of this, but what about our neighbor? Maybe they don't have anything to eat. Let's send it next door. They are in need of it. So we can eat it, but never mind, let's send it next go. Let's send next go. Those people, they too need to eat it, but they say, what about our neighbor? Let's send it next door, never mind. Like that goat's head went to 7 houses and came back to the original house. The person who sent it, the last person who sent it to the original house, he didn't know it came from there. Because it reached him, went, and it came back to the original house. And we is just me, myself, and I, but my food is hereby bring up. I need to start eating here. But they thought of everybody else first. They put themselves last. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. One is to appreciate their efforts, make shukr to Allah Ta'ala for the easy life that Allah has given us. And Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we can develop at least some sifat to some degree that Sahaba radiallahu anhum had. Allah Ta'ala was tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.